Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours.
For over 35 years, your Chamber's flagship leadership program has invested in the community through annual projects. You look around Bluffton and Hilton Head Island, you'll often see playgrounds or recycling stations, exercise equipment that was part of a leadership program and a contribution to the community. This year's class is delivering accessible wheelchairs to Hilton Head Island's public beaches. In our studio to talk more about the project is class member James Dismond, who's also the executive director of Hospice Care of the Low Country. Let's listen. You know, James, you're part of a leadership class, which is, I'm always really, really amazed at the projects that get pulled off every single year. But then I'm also curious how they get planned. Tell us how you came about with the plan for the project that you're doing right now.
So one thing is, you know, we do the leadership class retreat, which is really dedicated to bringing the class together and then brainstorming those project ideas. When they provide you with the list of all the previous projects, it's super intimidating.
No pressure. Right? No pressure.
Because you want to have something that is, one, challenging, but equally impactful to the community. And we just started brainstorming and throwing up ideas. And then you have to, you know, do you have the resources to make this happen? And can you fit it in less than a year time frame? So we threw up probably about 25 ideas.
Wow.
And then just started diving through them. And lo and behold, we chose Wheels to the Wave, which is what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah, that's good. Tell us about it. Tell Wheels to the Waves. What a great title. First of all, I'm a marketer, so I love that title.
So we have a lot of marketing folks on our leadership class, which has been beneficial. And so Wheels to the Wave is all about providing access to one of our best features here in Hilton Head Island, which is the beach, the ocean. And when you think about, you know, key term phrases that are in the media today, equality, being equitable, accessible, those are all terms that ring into a lot of people's missions and visions for the future. So we wanted to make our number one resource accessible and equal for everyone. And that brought about beach accessible wheelchairs for people who do not have mobility or can walk or run or even get to the beach. And so that's been our project, is to make our beaches more accessible by purchasing beach wheelchairs.
Wow. So how, I'm sure the town is thrilled about this. I'm sure, have you worked in tandem with them? Is this strictly the class project? It takes a little bit of a village to make it happen, doesn't it?
A village is an understatement. So we have worked in tandem with the town, using chamber resources and the community as a whole from the funding perspective. And so we've all come together, and the town already had phase one of a beach wheelchair program. And so successful that they're usually booked out months in advance. And so it can be really difficult to get access to one during the summer months, during peak season, because they're all being used. So we wanted to just enter phase two of this program and provide more wheelchairs for our community, and also implement a storage feature for them that will have a bench built on the backside of it so that people can use the bench, look at the beach, and also have some protection for those beach wheelchairs as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great, great project. Tell me about the start to the finish. How does it work when you're, like you said, you're in the room, you're developing the project, you're going through it? How long does it take from start to finish?
It's ever evolving, so we're not finished.
Right, right.
So we've been working on the project for about 7 months now. We're going to be finished around April 30th is our deadline. And so we started with just the concept, what we wanted to do. And then we started with the communications to the town to make sure it fit their strategic planning. And lo and behold, we got lucky because they're redoing the beach sites. So it worked perfect, and it added to what they were already doing. And then we got it approved through the chamber to make sure it fit what they were wanting to do as well. And then the last step was buy-in from the entire senior leadership team in the community. And so what happens was all those people came together, and we just did a test of the project with a few key funders that we thought would be interested. And so to date, we've raised $35,000 to fund this new initiative of phase two of the Beach Bowl Chairs. And with a few, about $6,000 more to go, and we'll be fully funded and ready to get the Beach Bowl Chairs on the beach.
That's amazing. I don't think people have any idea, like, the cost of a single beach wheelchair can be incredibly, it's prohibitive. Most people don't have their own, obviously. Tell us a little bit about what's the cost involved in that, like for a single beach wheelchair?
So when we dove into it, one, there's all kinds of concepts of beach wheelchairs, depending what type of attachment you want. So it was really important for us to have something that was easy to push and maneuver on the beach, something that would weather well, and things like shade for the person in the wheelchair and storage compartments. So the beach wheelchair that we chose costs about $2,000 minimum without the accessories. And then it kind of goes up from there. Also, they're very large. So you think of a regular wheelchair that's collapsible. These are not collapsible. They stay put together with PVC pipe and non-rusting material. Has a nice rainbow-colored umbrella on it to make it happy and more inviting. And so about $2,000 a wheelchair. We have six right now already purchased on-site in Hilton Head in a storage facility ready to go, with a few more probably to come. And then the structure cost about $19,000 to $20,000 to build to make sure that it's up to town code and stuff like that.
Well, that's so neat. You know, you think about that and it sounds so expensive, but boy, the experience is priceless. We take it for granted that we can just walk out on the beach and not everybody can do that. So I think I can't wait to see the smiles on those faces.
Yeah, so we did. We invited someone that was connected with our project to test one of the wheelchairs out on the beach to take some promo photos. And it was a child. And to see her face light up when she was being pushed on the beach was the direct kind of output that we were looking for to just confirm that what we were doing was right. But when you talk about return on investment, usually we're talking about dollars, but the return on investment was the look on her face when
priceless.
She got on the beach.
Absolutely priceless. Like I said, I'm always just, I'm floored by what comes out of a leadership class. Tell us a little bit about your experience in leadership. This is just one part of it, isn't it? Tell us about your experience. Would you recommend it? What did you love about it?
Yeah, I was kind of apprehensive when I first came into the leadership program because I've been in leadership for some time. So you kind of think, what am I going to learn new? What am I going to get from this? Huge time commitment, but it has been nothing but a delightful joy. And they bring so many diverse backgrounds together and different levels of leadership and management that I've really got to learn how to interact with people with different organizations and different leadership styles. But more importantly, I feel like I'm well-versed on the history of Hilton Head and Beaufort County. It's like a crash course of everything Beaufort County with a target of Hilton Head and Bluffton. And it's really been wonderful to learn the heritage and be able to connect that back for my own organization and really have a more deep-rooted connection to the community.
Yeah, you really do a deep dive. I think you know your community and then you do leadership. You go, oh, there's so much more to know about the community. I think it's interesting too, the alumni. I mean, talk a little bit about the bonding experience. It's different when you're a grown-up. You don't really do that as much anyway. It's a different experience, isn't it?
Yeah. Excuse me. It's like a higher level of networking for me where people, the alumni sit down and they really try to get a deep connection with you and learn who you are, what you're doing and what your needs are. And that's been a blessing. And then there's this nice rivalry too. Like we say, hashtag best class ever for each class that comes through, which, you know, our class is the best class
right.
ever. But the alumni is really offering their experience. They've been a driving force with just the project and understanding what they've already learned so we don't repeat it, and really offering that mentorship, but being able just to disconnect with aspiring leaders and profound leaders already in the community is really the biggest benefit overall. And not only have I gotten leadership training through this, but I have 18 best friends and connections in the community now that's really going to be priceless and serve me for many years to come.
Yeah, that bonding that happens, like I said, that's something as adults that rarely happens. So when you're coming together every single month for hours at a time, the retreat, it sounds like it's such a time-consuming thing. But in reality, I've been with the chamber for 20-ish years, and I've never heard anyone come out of that class and be disappointed by it. They're always like, oh, best class ever. Like you said, best class ever. Well, James, we can't wait to see this project roll out literally and figuratively. Thank you so much for your commitment to doing it and for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
Thanks everyone for listening. The podcast continues to grow and never miss an episode of our Five Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.